So, we are about to start the new perek. Let's finish up the last perek. Omer Rav Asi, about 6-7 lines before the end of the perek. Ein masichin al kois shel bracha. Once you take the kois bracha in your hand, you shouldn't talk anything else. You should go straight into benching. Omer Rav Asi, ein mevarchin al kois shel peronius. You do not make a bracha on a kois, a cup of punishments. What does that mean? My kois shel peronius. Omer Rav Nachman, Gemara asked the question. Omer Rav Nachman, bar Yitzchak, kois sheni. You should not have the second cup, a paired cup, be the kois of benching, because it is zugois. It is something that in Maseches Pesachim says you have to be wary of, that you're not allowed to have things in pairs, and it's dangerous to drink two cups. The second cup is always dangerous to drink. You always have to drink in odd numbers. Which?
So what do you do when you had one cup of wine?
You got to drink three. Can't drink two. Nowadays, live Dafka, this is one of the things they say, that if they don't worry about it, then you don't have to worry about it. Unlike Ayin Har and things like that. If a person is only drinking a second cup, you shouldn't even make a bracha on it, because he is a, this is probably not a bracha Rishayna, but this is a dangerous thing. It should be a good thing. It's not a good thing. Some say it's even a brisa. So that's to nowadays, again, we're not makbid on that. And by the way, this shita that it might be the source of the minhag not to bake, not to boil two eggs. People always boil three eggs.
I thought that was because of kashrus.
Yeah, but it's very difficult because it doesn't really make sense because of kashrus.
Why?
It's a long explanation. Yeah, I know, but it's doesn't make sense. Oh, not for now. So lemaisa, I'm not sure why we have that chumrah. It's a chumrah, it's total chumrah. And therefore, it might be because of this. Okay, umahalach, everybody asks the question, what's the pshat that it works? What's the pshat of the minute? Because it doesn't work because of bittul. Umahalach, okay, so it says the Gemara, ha'oichel umahalach, if a person is eating and walking as he eats, good morning, mevarech me'umat, he should at least stop when he makes the bracha. But if he's eating while he stands, then at least he should sit while he makes the bracha. When he's leaning, when he's lying, when he eats, like he used to supposed to, he should sit up to say the bracha. However, the halacha is bekulu yoshev and mevarech. He should sit when he says the bracha, and that is that. Hadun alach shloisha shachlu. Okay, here we go. Eglu devarim shebein beishama bein beishil. The following Mishnah delineates the differences between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Su'uda that exist when having a Su'uda. Number one, Beis Shammai Emre Mevarech al HaYoyim, on a Friday night Su'uda. First, you make a bracha on the Yoyim. You say the Kiddush first. You say the bracha on the Kiddush first. Like what we have. Asher Kiddushon of Mitzvah Tzivanu, and you go on over there. The Achar Kach Mevarech al HaYoyim, and afterwards you say a bracha on the wine. We do it the other way. We say, however, Beis Shammai held, you do it, you first say the second bracha, and then you say the wine bracha. Beis Hillel, no, mevarech al yayin, v'achar kach mevarech al yayin. Beis Shammai, machlekes is number two. Beis Shammai emim reitlim lo yodayim. First you wash your hands, and afterwards you dilute the kais. V'achar kach moiz kines the kais. Good morning, good morning. Beis Hillel emim moiz kines the kais. Beis Hillel says, no, it works the other way. First you dilute the kais, v'achar kach reitlim lo yodayim, and afterwards you should wash your hands. Third machlekes, Beis Shammai emim mekaneach yadav b'mapa. The Gemara is going to explain each of these. Beis Shammai emim mekaneach yadav b'mapa. You wipe your hands on a towel and venicha al shulchan and place it on the table. Beis Shammai emim, nope, not on the shulchan. You place it on the chair, al kesus. The Gemara is going to discuss why. Number four, Beis Shammai emim mechabden esavayis. First you sweep under the table and then you do mayim achareinim. V'ach kach noitlum yudayim. Beis Shammai emim says, nope. First you do mayim achareinim, noitlum yudayim. V'ach kach mechabden esavayis. Beis Shammai emim, when making Avdalah, you say Ner first, then if you're benching, you say benching, Mazin, then Besamim, and then Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah. Hamavdu ben Kadesh Tachal. Beis Hillel emim, no, it goes Ner, Besamim, Mazin, Havdalah, different order. Ner first, he agrees to that. Havdalah last, but he disagrees with the two middle ones, Besamim and Mazin. And another machlekes, Beis Shammai emim, Shabara Ma'ur Ha'esh. Beis Hillel emim, Boire Ma'ure Ha'esh. That's the one that sounds familiar. Okay, now the Gemara just lists several other dinim. Ein mevarchin lo'el ha'ner v'lo'el ha'besamim shel akum. One should not make a bracha, good morning, not on a ner or a besamim of a non-Jew. V'lo'el ha'ner v'lo'el ha'besamim shel mesim, or a ner v'besamim of a funeral. V'lo'el ha'ner v'lo'el ha'besamim shel avodah zarah, or a ner v'besamim of idol worshipping. Ve'ein mevarchin al ha'ner ad she'yo'osei la'oyrei. One should not make a bracha on the ner until he gets enjoyment from its light. Okay, I thought you would ask what's the chiddush of Avodah Zarah if already just said Akum.
Well, yeah, what would be the kind of Avodah Zarah of the year too.
All right, okay. Fair enough. Well, it is a chiddush because there is no... Lav Dafka, there's an Isser to get Hana'ah. It's not a nice thing. It's an Isser to say, look how beautiful this church is. But is it an Isser just to look at it and get Hana from it? I don't think so. Maybe it's not nice, ashkafically, but... So maybe that's the Chiddush.
But here you're making a bracha.
Yeah, so that's why it's Asr. Somebody who eats and he forgets and he doesn't bench berkas amazon, go back to your place and make the bracha there. No, make the bracha wherever you remember. How long are you allowed to make the bracha until how long after the meal can you? What happens to you if you say, "Oh man, I forgot last year to make a bracha benching"? You can't make the bracha now. Ad kadeshi yis achal hamazon shebemeiv, until the food gets used up in your stomach. Balehem yain achal hamazon, wine comes after the meal. Im ein sham ella oisa hakoyis. What happens if you only have one cup? Beishama emim mevarach ala yain va'achakach mevarach ala mazon. Beishama says first to make a bracha on the wine, and afterwards you make a bracha on the meal, Birkas HaMazon. In other words, you drink the cup, and then you make Birkas HaMazon. So, because you do not need to have wine by your Birkas HaMazon. So, Lamer Mevarach HaMazon, Barachakech Mevarach HaYain, and the Gemara will discuss this Machlekes. V'ainin, and last din, nothing to do with anything else. V'ainin, Amen, Acher Yisrael HaMevarach. You should say Amen after you hear a Jew make a bracha, even if you only heard the end of the bracha. So you come into a room and you hear a yid say, Bidvarei. So you could say, Amen. Or you see a person going like this and he's saying, Mafli la'asois. You could say, Amen. Ubeis hilaymrim, that, sorry, however, ve'ein in an Amen achar kusi mevarech. But after kusi saying a bracha, you cannot say Amen until you heard the whole bracha, because for all you know, he was saying a bracha to whomever. So if you hear him saying Mafli la'asais, you cannot say Amen.
You had the same nusach, just a different
shemesha? Yeah, I mean, it's officially subscribed to our religion, but secretly they were bowing to something else. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beishama, if you hear them say the whole bracha, you talk according to the mission, you could answer Amen. This is the second mission in brachas that said that it was of the opinion that Kusim were Jews. Just that... we suspected them of, you know. Tan Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Besuda. A braisa which also has a list of differences between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Eben Mevarach Al Hayoim, V'Achakach Mevarach Al Hayayin. Now, that's the same thing as our Mishnah. First you make the bracha on the day, and then you make the bracha on the wine. So, unlike what we have by Friday night, he used to say the second bracha first. After he finished that whole bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, then he said Bari Pri HaGafen. Now the Braisa adds on to the Mishnah, giving two reasons for each opinion. Why? Number one, Shahayoim Gairim L'Yayin Shiyave. The day bracha is more important than the wine, because the only reason you're drinking wine now is because it's Shabbos. So you should first say Shabbos, or Yontif, whatever bracha of Kiddush you're making. You should first say that, and then you should say the wine. Ukvar Kiddush Hayoyim, V'adayin Yayin Lo Yiva. And a second reason is that also, when you were in shul, it already started to be Shabbos or Yontif. So that bracha already was chayev at that point. Finally, you come home and you're sitting down at your table. Now the wine is brought in front of you. So that's the second bracha. If you go in order of what came to you, so then first Shabbos came, or Yontif, and then the wine came. So first of all, the only reason you're having wine now is because of Shabbos and Yontif. And second of all, Shabbos started first. So therefore, there are two reasons to say the bracha of Shabbos before the bracha of Hagafen. That's Beis Shammai's Svarais. Beis Hillel responds, Mevarach al yayin, Baruch HaGechem, Mevarach al yayin. Nope, first you say Hagafen, and then you say the bracha Asher Kedushanu, like we do. Shayayin Geirem L'Kedusha Shataymar. You know why? Because if it wasn't for wine, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. Let's say you're right, it's Shabbos, and Shabbos is what's making you make the wine. But if it wasn't for the wine, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. Davar Acher, another reason, another point is, Birkas Hayayin Tadiru, Birkas Hayayim Ein Tadiru. It's Tadav Hashem Tadar. Every time you drink wine, you have a bracha, whereas Kiddush you only do once a week. The bracha of Kiddush is only once a week. And wine is anytime you want to drink. So tadar v'she'enet tadar, something that is common, v'she'enet tadar, and it's up against something that is not common, the halacha is tadar kaidim. You do the one that is common first. Says the Gemara, v'halacha k'dever Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. That's the end of the braisa. Now the Gemara questions, why does Beis Hillel need a second reason? My dover acher. The Gemara explains, v'chitem, and if you were, the reason is because, and if you were to tell me, that hasam, tarti Beis Shammai has two reasonings, v'halacha chad, and Beis Hillel only has one reasoning, so therefore, says Beis Hillel, I have two reasons too. V'halachanami tarti ninu. Because this one is common, that one's not common, and the one that's more common goes proceeds. Finally, the Baraisa says, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Frank the Gemara, why do you need to say that? Pshita. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. In fact, there's a Gemara that says that, in Ervin, that there was a bas kol that came out, I believe it was an Aaron, there was a bas kol that came out and announced the halacha follows Beis Hillel, which is why we always go with Beis Hillel's opinion. So the hanafka bas kol, because the bas kol came out and announced that halacha is like Beis Hillel. So why does the Braisa need to say that the halacha accords like Beis Hillel? The Gemara answers two answers. Either I'll tell you this Braisa was written koidem bas kol. The Braisa was written before the bas kol, so the Braisa was just telling you the halachas like Beis Hillel. The Bayisim, alternatively, I'll tell you it's la'achar bas kol. And it's Rabbi Yeshua here. It's like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and Bava Metzia, that famous story where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar got into a big fight. And Rabbi Elazar's like, the halachas like me, otherwise the tree should uproot and the river should flow backwards and the base meter should cave in and a bas kol running out. And on all things, Rabbi Yeshua answers, we don't bring riots from trees or rivers or base medrashes or bas kols. The Amr Ein Mashkichim with bas kol. Says the Gemara, V'savri Beis Shammai, does Beis Shammai really hold the Birkas Hayayim Adifa, that the bracha of the Kiddush of the day is more important than the bracha of Havdalah? V'hatanya, ha'nichnas le'beisoi b'moitzoi Shabbos, if somebody comes to his house on Metzah Shabbos, mivarech al hayayin, he should make the bracha on the wine, v'al ha'ma'or, on the light, va'ala b'samim, on fire, va'ala b'samim, and on the b'samim, v'achar kecham Havdalah, and afterwards the final bracha should be Havdalah. So we see that in a similar situation on Moitzi Shabbos, Beis Shammai, according to both of his svaros, should have said Havdalah first and wine last. And yet, Beis Shammai seems to say that you say Havdalah last. Beis Shammai, according to his lamdos, you should have said Havdalah first. So there are two places you have to keep your eye on. You have to keep your eye back on the Mishnah and make sure that everything works. Over here it says, Yayin Ma'or Besamim Havdalah. Here it says, Yayin. It was Ner Besamim Mazan and Havdalah. So he didn't really talk about the Yayin. But Havdalah is definitely last. And Ner is first. So that works out. Ner and Besamim. That works out. Ner and Besamim. Ner and Besamim. That works out according to both. Okay. So it works out according to both. What happens if you only have one kais? You keep it until after, you keep that kais until after the meal. And then you say mazon, you say berkas of mazon on the kais, and then you say all the other brachas of havdalah.
What was the
kais?
You said, should meal?
Yes.
Then you benched?
Right. Cup? Yeah, on that same one cup.
And that's the last grape juice you have?
Yes.
You put the cup down.
Well, I don't know if you put it down. Then you say, you bench, and you use that same cup for Havdalah.
After you've drunk it.
Well, no. You'll say Havdalah, and you will continue saying Havdalah. Sorry, you'll say Birkas HaMazon, and you'll continue saying Havdalah.
No drinking after benching.
Well, it's all one thing. You're benching, and then you're going straight to Havdalah.
We never do it. Shabbos. If you have a case.
If you have a case, then you usually keep it for after Havdalah. You do. This is always the guy who gives to bench. He's always like, Baruch Adah. No, don't say it. It's always the, every year, if everybody has Suda or Masiba. But almost, I think, like 50% of the time, they manage to make the bracha before you're able to stop him.
Yeah, there's Havdalah in between.
Right. I mean, offhand, I'm not sure why, according to this opinion, it's not a problem with making Chavilas. I remember they asked the question. I think it's in Pesachim that they ask it. Do you have any notes there? Why it's not Chavilas? Why you're allowed to do two things on one cup? If I remember correctly, they ask it in Pesachim. And another question is, it sounds like from Beis Shammai over here, like you're coming home after Havdalah, you're starving, after Ma'ariv, and you're like, okay, let me drink. Like, no, we only have one cup. So like, eat your meal first.
I'm sorry, that would be a long
walk. I know, but how do you eat without Havdalah? That's what it sounds like from the case. We have to switch the case a drop from the way it sounds like in the Gemara.
Can't be shal
right, I think that's what it has to be. It has to be like...
Maybe after.
Right, we have to switch the case to be that. That it was talking about where you're already pre-planning from shal shudas. Even though it sounds like you come home on Motzei Shabbos, like what should you do? Yeah, hanichlis the base of Motzei Shabbos. You go home on Motzei Shabbos. So if it ain't like ela kais echad, So then it was like you're talking about you already ate or something like that. No,
the article is saying that it's you actually switch it, so Dad will be able to use a kos
for benching. So how do they? So they ask how it's permitted to eat before benching?
They bring it from kos, so it's generally forbidden to eat before. We permit him to eat first, so he'll be able to eat.
Oh, here, Tyson. Okay, fine. Tema, I remember what was in the to another fish. Shalai ha'yalei yanav elav. Yesh lemon to shiny. I'm here. Shalai yitzav. Yeah. Okay. That's the test. That's the question.
Rosh also deals.
The case is Havdalah and then Malav Malka and then benching.
Yeah. No. No. You get Malav Malka, then you bench with the same cup.
Right.
Using that same cup.
Sorry, it's Malav Malka.
Yeah.
Nichnas
Beis,
the Rosh says it's not
mashma.
Nichnas Beis doesn't sound like your
Shal Shudos. Right, you know, it says
Beferish.
Nichnas Beis has been Mertz Shabbos.
Mertz Shabbos. And your Shalmi says, though, that you waited.
Yeshiva Eichel Echash Chabai. Ah. Okay, that's the way I wanted to say it. That's it. Okay, good. Chavit to the Rosh. So that's Beis Shammai says. Sorry, this Brisa says, Mishal Shalom Kul Na'achrov. So the Gemara says, first of all, whoa, you're asking me a stira from an unnamed Brisa. Who says this Brisa is Beis Shammai? You're asking me a question from this Brisa? Again, the question is that Beis Shammai gave two reasons for why you should say Kiddush last, or Kiddush first. Number one, because the whole reason why you're making a wine now is because of a Kiddush, so you should say Kiddush first. And number two, because Kiddush started, the Shabbos already started before the wine was by you. So questions to Gemara, by Havdalah, it should be the same thing. Havdalah already started. By the time you were in the shul for Motzei Shabbos, it was already the week. Sunday already started. So then, say the bracha of Havdalah first. And second of all, the only reason why you're drinking wine now is because of the Havdalah. So say the Havdalah first, according to Islamists. Says the Gemara, and how do I know that you don't? Because this Brisa says, a guy comes to his house on Motzei Shabbos, you should say Yayin, and then Havdalah last. The Brisa finishes off. And if you only have one Muslim, so then you should do Muslim first. But that's right now not the underlying point. Says the Gemara, "V'hami ma'ay to Beis Shammai? How do you know that Bryce is Beis Shammai? Tell me Beis Hillel. Maybe it's Beis Hillel. Gemara says, "Loy salak etech." Don't think like that, because it says the katani ma'or va'achar kach besamim. This brisa says ma'or. It says yayin ma'or besamim. And if you look at our Mishnah, it says, well, actually, don't look at our Mishnah, because that works with our Mishnah. The Gemara says, and who holds, Oman Shamat Le De'isle Ha'isvara, who holds this? Beishameh holds this. The Tanya, Beishameh only holds it in this following Brisa, not in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say, well, maybe he holds like our Mishnah. The Tanya, we have a different version of what the Machlekes is. The Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda Le'nechliku Beishameh Be'esela Al HaMazen She'betchila Ve'al HaHavdala She'i B'soif. As Rabbi Yehuda states in the Brisa, Beishameh Be'esela do not argue about Mazen, that it goes first, and Havdala goes last. Am Ha'nechliku Al HaMa'or Ve'al HaBesamim. They argue about Ma'or and Besamim. So this brisa now accords with, we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this brisa goes with a, this brisa goes with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I want to point out, so why don't we just ask in Rabbi Yehuda? Well, the answer to that is because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't state when Yayin goes. He just talks about the four things. He talks about Mazon, Maor, Besamim, and Havdalah. We don't know when Yayin goes. So maybe Yayin goes at the end. So therefore, it's not a question from Rabbi Yehuda. It's only a question from the Brisa who mentions Yayin first. And so how do we know that this Brisa is Beis Shammai? The answer is because it works with Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel, it works with Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda, where he says Ma'or and then Besamim. So the Gemara says, who said, so now hold on, you're telling me that we have an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that, we're trying to figure out that this Brisa follows Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, how do I know it follows Beis Shammai? Because it says Ma'or Besamim. And who holds to that? Rabbi Yehuda in Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, but look at our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, there's a different version of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to both of those opinions, it's Ma'or Besamim. So how do you know the Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Shammai? Maybe it's our Mishnah, we'll call Rabbi Meir, because Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. How do you know our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir's Beis Hillel? That's the Gemara's question now. If we had a marker, I would write it down on the board. The Gemara says, how do you know that this Brisa is Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe it's Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah. Because look at our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, five lines in, both opinions hold that it's Ner, which is Ma'or, and Besamim. The Gemara says, Lo Salka Daitach. Because it says in the Brisa, Mazon goes first. And if you look at our Mishnah clearly says that Mazon is either second or third. So clearly this Brisa doesn't follow our Mishnah. Clearly the only person is by clearly the Brisa has to be following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Mazon goes first. It says if you only have one cup, you keep it till after Birkas Mazon, and everything follows Mazon. So Mazon is first. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Mazon goes first. And now we'll try to figure out between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel which one it is. Well, it says Ma'or Besamim. That's got to be Beis Shammai. Shema mina de Beis Shammai hiva alibu de Rabbi Yehuda. So now we call Makam Kasha. So now we're back to our question. How come according to Beis Shammai, we have Havdalah last? The Gemara answers, Kosavri Beis Shammai, Shaini Iyula Yayme Me Afuke Yayme. There's a difference between bringing Shabbos in, Iyula Yayme, and Afuke Yayme, and sending Shabbos out. Iyula Yayme, bringing Shabbos in, Adraba. We want to bring Shabbos in as early as we could. Kama Demak Deminon Le, the more you earlyize it, other if it's better. Afuke Yayme, sending Shabbos out with Havdalah, kamada ma'achrina lay, the more that you elongate Shabbos and keep it longer, adif is better. Therefore, kihechi deloy lahavi alon kemasoi, so it doesn't look upon us like a burden. Sometimes you see people walk out of the Beis Medrash and there's a very spring to their step. You do not want to have a spring to one step when he walks out of Shabbos. So therefore, we keep the bracha of Havdalah for last, even according to Beis Shammai.
That's a svar that trumps the other svars.
Yes, right, exactly, very good.
Could you say that early Shabbos is obvious?
Because of this? Yeah, maybe. In a Hanami. It's a good point. I mean, it has that aspect of being adaf. Lav dafka, it weighs out the other considerations, but has the aspect of it for sure. Says the Gemara, "V'savri Beis Shammai Birkas Hamazon to Una Kais." Are you telling me that according to Beis Shammai, Birkas Hamazon requires a kais? Like you're telling me, if you only have one cup, you should first eat and then what? And then go ahead and save your cup of wine for after benching because you need to bench with a cup. But tonight we have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Balehem Yain La'achar Hamazon Im Ein Shem Ela Oisa Kais Beis Shammai Emir Mevarach Al HaYain La'achar Kach Mevarach Al HaKais Beis Shammai Al Hamazon." For Beis Shammai says, first you should drink and then afterwards have Birkas Hamazon, even without. Even without drinking your cup of, even without, you're going to have to bench without wine. My love, does this not mean demavarach iluyeh v'shasilei, that you make a bracha on the cup of wine and you drink it and then you should bench? The Gemara first says, loy, demavarach iluyeh imanachle. You make a bracha and then you leave it there. You leave. The Gemara says, well, v'ha marmar, hamavarach tzarech sheyitim. If you're making a bracha, you got to taste it. So is the Gemara, the time, like, you taste it a little bit. The Gemara says, "Bahamar Mar, time of pigamai." If you taste it from the wine, then you are poigim the cup. You cannot make a bracha, a birkas hamitzvos, on a cup that has been drunk from. The Gemara says, "The time like biyadi, tasted it with your finger." That's when you bring masada kedushin. A minig amongst many is to go ahead next time you're at a wedding, you'll see the masada kedushin. He holds the cup, so he says a bari pri hagafen, and then he gives the cup for the chasen and the kalat to drink. So he doesn't drink anything. So he said a guffin for nothing. So really, it's not a problem because you're being made to somebody else, and it's a cup of mitzvah and everything like that. But there are some shittas that say that thing. So a lot of people go, they you don't really have to practice spilling it because it spills naturally. But so your hand is usually covered in wine. Anyways, you go like that while the chassan and kala are drinking, and you lick your finger. Tricks of the trade. The time says the Gemara. Be yade, where you tasted it with your hand, you went like that. The Gemara says, "V'hamar mar koyishal bracha tzarech shiur." What if you took something out with your hand, then it's missing. V'hakapachasle mishiuri. The Gemara says, "No, originally it had more than the shiur." The nafesh leib tvei mishiuri. The Gemara says, "V'ham ein shem ela eisak kais katani." But it says you only had that one cup. The Gemara says, "Yeah, you only had one cup, but that one cup was larger than the shiur. It wasn't two cups. Treiloi have it wasn't two cups, but it had nafesh, but it was bigger than one cup."
Sorry, why do you have to have, you need a
shear
to drink
beer? I needed shear to, the Gemara is saying you keep this wine until after benching. Right. So the Gemara is saying if you drink a little beforehand, you spill a little out on your finger, so then you drink a little beforehand, then you're missing the shear. Says so the Gemara, it wasn't exactly the 2.8 ounces there.
So shear for the next one.
So the your finger drinking wasn't considered a drinking
for pegayma.
Just for
a pegama,
it's a.
So it's a, for pegama, it's not a problem, but it is minusing the shear.
Right, and it's not considered that you drink it with your finger.
Right.
That you eat the shear.
Right. No, that's why I was saying the thing with the kais also, with the mishadik condition. Otherwise, you can't make it, they wouldn't be able to drink from the.
So the case here is that he brought a cup of wine at the end of his bread meal. This cup of wine is totally rishus, totally optional.
He
had to be making him spill it on his hand to have a little.
So.
Just drink later. What's the case?
The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is asking at this point, so you want to know, the Gemara step before, the Gemara asked, you should drink the wine beforehand, which means you're allowed to drink the wine beforehand and you don't need a kais bracha for birkas hamazon. The Gemara's response is, we're going to backtrack on this, but the Gemara's response is at that point that no, you do need a bracha for birkas hamazon, as is clear from this brisa. Because the Baruch says, if you only have one cup, you should keep it till after benching. Because Mazen does require a cup, but what we will allow you to do is, you should say a bracha, and then keep the cup for afterwards. As far as I understand, and tell me if they learn differently in this farm, but as far as I understand, what the Gemara is saying is, at this point, knowing that you're taking a little drink because you're thirsty.
Okay, so the guy's thirsty.
Yeah.
He's going to just drink with his hand.
Yeah, if they learn differently, then tell me, but that's as far as I understand. The Gemara is trailing having mechad nafesh. Says the Gemara, now the Gemara of Ma'ase goes in for the killer shot. A different version of this brayse states clearly that Beis Shammai says you make a brach on the wine and you drink it, and afterwards you'll make a birkas hamazon without a cup. So we see clearly that this brayse is explaining our Mishnah, saying clearly that Beis Shammai holds you do not need a cup for birkas hamazon, which is actually how we paskin. We do not need a cup for Birkas Mazon. That's why most of the time when we bench, we don't have Birkas Mazon. On rare occasions, you know, you buy a Simcha or whatever, they use a Birkas Mazon, just why not? But we pass that you don't need a cup. Ella says to Gemara, you're right, it's a machlekas in Beis Shammai. In the yeshiva Beis Shammai, there was a machlekas. Trey Tanoi, Valiba de Beis Shammai. There was two Tanoim, it was a machlekas Tanoim, what Beis Shammai's opinion is. Trey Tanoi, Valiba de Beis Shammai. Okay? That is the first machlekas of our Mishnah. Now to the second one. The machlekas was Beis Shammai, I remember, let's referring back to the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, you moizgin as a case first. Beis Shammai, sorry, noitlim lidaim. First, you wash your hands in the tilas lidaim, getting your tumma off your hand. Va'acharkach, and afterwards, moizgin as a case. And afterwards, you will dilute the cup of kiddush or whatever that you're making. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa elongates on this. Beis Shammai Emrim elaborates. Tana Rabbanan Beis Shammai Emrim noitlim liyodayim. First you wash your hands. Va'acharkach moizgin as a case. And afterwards you shall you should dilute the cup of wine. Why? Why do it in that order specifically? Says Beis Shammai, because he's concerned for the following thing. She'im ato emer moizgin es hakoyes, because if you go ahead and you dilute the wine before you wash your hands, tchilav, if you do it first, gzera, we're going to be concerned, shema yitmu'u mashkin she'achayre hakoyes. Perhaps there will be some water on the back of the cup. And you, with your unclean hands, now there's a rule, there's a reason why we're always washing our hands, is because a lot of times hands have a din of a sheni. Meaning, you could be totally tahar, and you went to the mikvah, but if you didn't watch your hands the entire time, or you touched the Sefer Torah, or you touched, there's 18 things that we have that can be metame your hands, it turns your hands into a sheni. Now, shenis can only be metame water. Or if it's truma, it could be metama, even a shlishi food. But assuming there's no truma here, so shenis could be metama water only. So what we're concerned, so that's why we wash our hands, because we're getting, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's two reasons. One of them is because we want to be used to eating truma and kachem. If Mashiach comes and suddenly we're all going to be having to wash our hands, we're not going to be used to it. So now, one of the reasons is because our hands are right now a sheni. So if you touch it, truma, it becomes a shlishi.
But that only applies to a kohen, though.
Well, there's going to be truma around, and there's also kachim and things like that. But also, it could be that's just so kohanim don't have to do it. But yeah, Mishnah, this is one of the two reasons why we wash our hands. Netilas yadayim for bread. So we should be used to this concept that food, that our hands, which are a lot of times shenis, will become a thing. By the way, interestingly enough, is a shower is actually one of the things that make you can't touch truma. So people sometimes hear this and they make the mistake that they go to the mikvah and they say they can't take a shower. The Gemara does say you can't take a shower after a mikvah. That's only if you're touching truma afterwards. We who are not touching truma, you can go ahead and take a shower. Taking a shower is one of the things that make you into a sheni. So the Gemara says that we're concerned that there's going to be water on the back of the cup. So therefore, we do not want you to touch the cup without washing your hands first, because your hands, if out being washed, washing will take away the sheni, but without being washed, your hands will be a sheni. You'll touch the cup. The cup, yeah, you can't be metama a cup, because you're only a sheni, but you can be metama water on the back of a cup. Yes?
If you wash your hands, and the water that touches your hands is going to become...
That's why we wash our hands twice. Excellent question.
And then the second one.
No, so that's the way, the excellent question, very good. The way they were masakin it is that the first water becomes tame, and then if you wash it twice, it washes away the tumah. That's the way they're masakin it. But some people who don't wash their hands twice, they have to hold, they have a minig to hold the hands like this. I don't know if you see people like that. Different minhagim washing their hands. Some people go like that because they want it all to drip down. But those who wash their hands twice with a full revius don't have to worry about it. Spider washed their hands three times. Okay. They say because it's they're holier. I say Avdavka. I'm saying, you know, it's a spider joke. all right, so let's see. Base. So the Gemara says, "She'im ato emer moiz kedas sukkos." If you say that it is that they're moiz kedas sukkos, if you dilute the cup first, tchila, and you're diluting the cup, we're scared you're going to be busy with the cup, and we're scared that the water on the back of the cup is going to become tummy from your hands. V'yachzuru v'yitmu es sukkos. Now the water on the back of a cup, here's an interesting rule that they were misnaken, that the water upgrades itself. All drabbanon, but the water upgrades itself to a rishon, and is able to be metama the back of a cup, maybe even a whole cup. Yitmu is a case; it will be metama the cup. That's a special upgrade that they gave to water. If water becomes tummy, it upgrades automatically to a rishon.
Yeah, negative upgrade.
Yeah, but everything here is upgrade. The whole thing, all yad is a sheni. Everything is drabbanon. There's so much that they did drabbanon in tuma. These things are all drabbanon. So yes, a more powerful tuma. A negative upgrade, correct. So v'yitmu is a case. There's reasons for the way they did all these things, but says the Gemara, v'litmu yadayim l'kais. Why do you need the water there? Let the hands just be metame the kais. The Gemara says, no, yadayim shniya sein. The hands are only a sheni. V'ein sheni ois a shlishi b'chulin. And a sheni cannot make a shlishi by chulin. And you cannot have a truma cup. Only through the medium of water. So if water, so then your water becomes a rishon, and then it will be metama the cup. That's what Beis Shammai is concerned with. What is Beis Hillel? What is Beis Hillel's response? Beis Hillel, first you dilute the cup. Says Beis Hillel as follows. I'm concerned for something else, he says. If you wash your hands first, like you say, your hands might still be wet. Now that water, like you asked, will be tahar because you washed it twice. But maybe the cup you're using, the back of the cup will be already tummy. Because Beis Hillel holds that you could use a tummy cup, that the back is tummy. So your hands will still be wet. You'll touch the back of the cup, which is tummy, and that cup will be metama the water on your hands, and the water will upgrade itself to a rishon, and then be metama your hands to be a sheni. Gzeiru shem yitmu umashin shem yadayim machmas hakoyz. The yachz of yitmu is yadayim. Says the Gemara, same question, why don't you just go straight cup to hand? V'nitmu ukoyz liyadayim. The Gemara says, no, ein keli metama adam. A keli cannot be metama an adam. Says the Gemara, v'nitmu ulamashkin shem betoichay. Why isn't the cup... You're using a cup that's tame, so let the cup be mitama the stuff inside. The Gemara says, "Acha beklisha nitmu achayrav." The only cup that Beis Hillel would allow you to use that's tame is a cup that the back is tame. Beklisha nitmu achayrav b'mashkin askinin. It's talking about a cup that the back was tame that became tame through mashkin. The toichay tar v'gabay tame, where specifically those type of cups. This is what we were saying before, that the back of it is what's tame and the inside remains.
Sorry, back outside.
The outside is tameh and the inside remains tahar. The Tanan klisha nitmu achayrav b'mashkin. If you have a keli that the back part of it became tameh with mashkin, the achayrav remains tameh, but it's like two different cups. The toichay, the inside of it, the v'oignoi is the lip, and the oznoi is the ear, is the v'yadav is the handle. So the oznoi must be the two different types of handles, right? Right, and it's a straight handle, yeah, okay. V'ozdav yadav tohirin. Nitma toichai. If the inside gets tummy, then the whole keli becomes tummy. Nitma kulei. So what exactly can we boil down the machlekas? Beis Hillel says, I don't care, do it your way, and the back will become tummy. My way is much worse, because we're scared that your hands will become tummy. So what, in the end of the day, what's the machlekas? There's a set of the machlekas boils around the following nakuda. It is prohibited to use a keli that the back of it is tummy.
Otherwise,
you would agree to Beis Hillel, exactly. And also, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, I don't care if the back becomes tummy, because I allow you to use a cup that the back is tummy. So because Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter, he has a new thing to be concerned about. And that is that maybe your hands will become tummy. And what is the reasoning for Beis Shammai? Gzeira mishum nitzoytzes. Maybe we're scared that while you're drinking, a piece of wine or whatever will come onto the back of the cup, and it will become tame, and that will be metame your hands. So therefore, Beis Shammai says it's never permitted to use a cup at the back of it as tummy. Because we're concerned that maybe liquid will somehow during the meal find its way there and be metame your hands. And Beis Hillel says we're not concerned for that. So the machlekes is a machlekes that revolves around Hilchos eating. Are you allowed to use a cup at the back of it is tummy? However, we are concerned, now that it's permitted for that, we are concerned that when you wash your hands and your hands are, should be a daimach. But what we are concerned with is that if you wash your hands, then your hands, which are right now wet, will make the cup tummy. Will contract tumma from the cup and then transfer the tumma over to the hands. Dovaracher. A second reason why I think, says Beis Hillel, it's best to wash your hands first. Because takeif l'netilas yadayim. Sorry. A second reason why it's best to be moisig the cup first is because you should have everything ready before you wash your hands. Takeif l'netilas yadayim is a suda. My dovaracher, why do you need a second reason? Hachikamer l'hu Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai. Lididchu, according to you, da amrisu asu lehishtamish b'kli sha'achayiv tamei. And according to you, that says that it's prohibited to use a kli that the back is tamei. The gazrinin b'shem nitzaitzis. Even like that, afilu hachi ha'adi for the take of l'initil l'sidayim suda. Even still, even if I would agree to you, says Beis Hillel, I have another reason. And the reason is because it's best to go ahead and have everything prepared before you wash your hands for the suda. Not to go ahead and wash your hands and then sit there as you prepare, start preparing things. Because people might come to talk. However, busting another myth in Klal Yisrael, if a person does talk between Netilas Yadayim and Hamoitzi, he does not have to wash again. Very common for to have, you know, people at the table and like somebody says something like, oh, you have to go wash again. You don't have to wash again. It's only if you talked in between Hamoitzi and eating. But in the Netilas Yadayim and sitting, you don't have to. Okay.
Are you referring to any type of talking?
Yep, any type of talking. Some your brother, your son kicks your sister, your daughter under the table, and she starts screaming. She doesn't have to wash again. You know that might be tzarech suda. But Beis Shammai Omer Mekaneach. Beis Shammai says you're able to. The next machlekes in the Mishnah is. Beis Shammai says, Mikaneach, you should first wipe your hands on the towel and then put it on the table. And Beis Hillel says, you put it on the bench next to you. What's the machlekes? The machlekes is going to boil down to also a tumah and tahara sugya, finally boiling down to whether or not it is permitted to use a tumah table. Tana Rabbana. You place it on the table. Why? It says Beis Shammai, the Abraisa elaborates. It's because if you say you put it on the chair like Beis Hillel posits, we are concerned that maybe the mashkin, the liquid in the towel that you just used to dry yourself on, will become tameh because you're using a tameh chair. And then you'll have a tummy towel because the contracted tumma, the wetness in the towel contracted tumma. Again, towels can't contract tumma from tables or chairs, but the liquid inside could. And therefore, you're going to be concerned that maybe you'll have now a tummy towel, and you will be, and then you will further use it to wipe your hands during the meal, and you'll be metame your hands. Questions the Gemara, Vinitmu Kesis Lamapa, why do you have to go through the medium of water? Again, the Gemara says, Ain Kli Metame Kli, because one Kli cannot be Metame Kli. Vinitmu Kesis Lagavra Gufe, why can't the chair be Metame the person straight? He's sitting on it, and the Gemara answers, because Ain Kli Metame Adam, a Kli cannot be Metame a person, but Midrabanan, through the medium of liquid, we say that it could be Metame. So therefore, Beis Shammai says it's better to put it on the table, because Beis Shammai is going to say you cannot use a Tame table. It's better to put it on the chair. Because if you put it on the shulchan, you know what's going to happen? We're scared that perhaps the shulchan will be metame the towel. And then it will go ahead and be metame the food. So it's best to keep it away from the table, away from the food. Says the Gemara, why can't the shulchan go straight and be metame the food? The Gemara says, because a shulchan that's a rishon, you definitely can't use. We're talking about a shulchan that's a sheni. The shulchan became a sheni, it touched something else, tamei. The ain sheni is a shlishi b'chulin, and the sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. Ella al yidei mashkin, except through the medium of liquid, like we've been saying the whole time. So b'maykam iflegi, what does the machlikas revolve around? B'shamay savri also v'hishtamish b'shulchan sheni, it is prohibited to use a shulchan that's a sheni gzeir mishum eichle truma, because we're concerned that we don't want people who eat truma to go ahead and use that same table. So as a gzeir for them, the rest of Klal Yisrael took upon themselves not to use a shulchan that's a sheni, because by truma Yutaka could get tamay through a shlishi. I'm going to try to get to the two dots, but you may as well start.
Amen.
Okay, so Beis Hillel Savri Mutli Shtamish B'Shulchan Sheni Oichli Truma's reason, and those who eat Truma, they're careful, they know not to eat on Shulchanas that are Tamei. Dover Acher Hachi Kamer Lu Beis Hillel Beis Shamai. And or alternatively, this is what Beis Hillel said: V'chi Teiver Ma'ish Negabe Oichli Dechay Sheni Ma'ish Negabe Yadam Delechay Sheni. And if you want to say, so why am I concerned that the food is going to get Tamei and not your hands? According to the way I'm saying it, you should be concerned that their hands are going to get tummy. It's true. You do have to be concerned about that. But it's better to do it my way. Because minidiyaraisa, you don't have to wash your hands like we said for food. And therefore, if you have a choice to lose one or the other, it's better to go ahead and have a chashash that your hands will become tummy, which is no real source midiraisa, than rather having your food become tummy, which does have a source midiraisa. Have a great day.